The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, meatballs. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, meatballs.
So, we just want to apologize for last week, because last week was crazy with filming. I don't know if you guys saw, but we were in Atlantic City, and they honored us.
Yeah, we got a national holiday.
Which is crazy, and it felt so surreal. So, Thursday is officially a national holiday, and we're just going to say that it's everywhere. So, it's like Christopher Columbus Day. You don't go to work and you just have a meatball day every September 22nd.
Yeah. I came home and I'm like, Chris, yeah, I'm a national holiday. And I'm like, he's like, in Atlantic City? And I'm like, no, I think everywhere. Like, I'm pretty sure. Like, I thought it was like everywhere. And he's like,
so. No, yeah, just at AC.
And he's like, you're funny. I'm like, what? I was like, I'm so confused because for some reason I really thought it was everywhere.
I know, same. We're idiots. But we're going to pretend it's everywhere, even though it's just AC. But we want to thank the mayor for doing that, because that was amazing.
Yeah, Mayor Smalls, he was so cool, so sweet.
So nice. Yeah, so we just want to say sorry that we missed our show last week, because we literally just, we were so crazy with filming.
Yeah, filming last week, we had the reunion, then we went to AC, then we went to Seaside, then we went home, but then we had to go to the Jets game. It was a lot. I'm still exhausted. I am still exhausted.
Literally so exhausted. I like dropped the kids off at school and then I come back on the couch and I'm just like laying down because it's a lot. I feel like, you know, we're getting old, and when we film, like, not only is it exhausting, like filming from day to night and then doing it all over again for 5 days straight, but also when you're drinking on top of that, it's just like our body is shot.
Yeah. Beat. And then, like, so also we're home right now, we're not in studio, so if you hear CJ and Cameron, which you probably will, they are just running around the house, so be prepared to hear a little CJ and Cameron on this episode. I didn't want to leave them again today, so
it is what it is. But we missed you all last week, so happy Thursday.
Yes, happy Thursday, we missed you, and welcome back.
Now what?
We feel like we know we have so many meatball questions that we have to get to. So we feel like this episode is mostly going to be questions from our fellow meatballs and mamas. So yeah, so this will be a big fan question episode.
Yeah, we know you guys have a ton of questions that you always you know, write us. We get DMs. You're writing to us on our podcast Instagram. So we just wanted to shout you guys out and say thank you for listening. And then, yeah, get to the down and dirty and spill the tea.
Yes. Oh, there's Cameron.
Hey, Cameron.
So, yeah, let's start. The first meatball question. Okay, so hi, my name is Rebecca, and I have a question for the meatballs. Do you have any crazy fan stories? Nicole, do you have any crazy fan stories?
I don't think I do. I feel like the one that was like weird, like weirded me out, it was like a while ago, like back when Jersey Shore was like, you know, when we were like not married and had kids. And I remember I was like at a club somewhere, and I went to the bathroom, and I was like peeing. And I think the girl obviously she realized I was in there, and she took her phone, like she climbed on top of the toilet, and then she put her phone like over where I was peeing. Oh. And she was freaking out, like, oh my God, and like taking pictures. And I'm like, oh, bitch, I'm peeing.
Well, you're on, I was, the like, toilet.
Yes, I'm like, my whole ass is out because I'm not trying to sit in the toilet. So I'm like crouched down, my butt sticking out. And I'm like, bitch. Oh, I was like, delete that right now. So that was probably the most like weirdest encounter.
Yeah, that is super weird. I did have one girl. She was like just so excited.
Hi.
Oh, hi, C. she was so excited.
Hi, Nicole. Aw. Hi, honey. I love you. Stop. I'm going to cry.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. My little squeaky voice.
Yeah, this one girl was just so excited to meet me that she did wet her pants, and I felt so bad. She was definitely drunk. But, yeah, and I felt so bad. I was like, oh, my God, it's fine. Not a big deal. It happens.
Yeah, I mean, things could get crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But overall, we all know that you're excited.
I'm like, please, I've done it before. No big deal.
Yeah, like we've stalked people before.
Yeah.
Here, let's see another question. What do you think of all the shores that have aired? For example, Acapulco Shore, Jersey Shore, and others from Naomi. I freaking love it. I feel like, you know, like they just started a shore franchise, which is amazing. So I love seeing like different countries. I never saw Acapulco Shore, but I know that they're freaking nuts because all they do is get naked and have sex with each other. Like I thought we were bad, but these other shores in other countries are literally, they're freaking wild.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Wild.
Well, because
like they have orgies and like the freaking shower and everything. Yeah. Like they don't care running around naked.
Well, because that
I feel like
it's like different rules in other countries. So like every, and other, they're like used to being naked. So like I remember Angelina said in All Star Shore, like everybody was like walking around naked and she was like, what is happening?
Yeah. Yeah.
Showering together and like, you know, like not sexually, but like just like, you know, like, oh, okay, girl, just gonna shower with you. Like, what? Like, so crazy. Like, so yeah, our shore is definitely the most tame, I guess.
Yeah. And I met Jersey Shore before because we had to do like a crossover thing for press. So, like, we flew over there for a couple days, me, Jenny, and Paulie. And they're just crazy. Yeah. Like, the things they say, their accents. Like, everything is different in other countries. They're wild, but they're amazing people. And, yeah, we're fans of the other shores. I feel like they're wild.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Okay, here's another one. Hi, Meatballs. I've recently discovered the Jersey Shore series, and I have been loving it. My question would be, have the kids ever seen the original Jersey Shore, and would you guys let them watch it once they get older? And do you think all the kids would ever do their own rebooted series? By the way, love you guys so much. From Savannah. I'm sure my kids are... My kids will eventually see it. I mean...
Oh, they will, girl.
It is what it is. I was young. I was in my early 20s. And I honestly, I feel like I am who I am today because I let loose when I was younger and, you know, yep. Whatever. And I think I grew into an amazing woman and an amazing mom. They know I'm an amazing mom. So, you know, the past is the past. And that's it.
No, yeah. I hate when, like, we do interviews And this used to be like the question all the time when we started having kids. It was like Good Morning America, like all these like professional interviews. And they were like, what are you going to do when your kids see this one day? I'm like, we didn't fucking kill anybody.
I know.
We were literally in our 20s, like our college years. Like, imagine your college years. Like, what were you doing? You were dancing on the bar, getting wasted and hooking up with people.
Yeah.
I was like, that's exactly what we did.
Exactly.
So,
but now
I hate
that, yeah, too. I'm like,
I hate when people think we're like just, you know, it's like we murdered someone and like we're terrible people. I'm like, you did exactly what we did. The cameras just weren't rolling on you.
Exactly.
So,
and then I think to myself, I'm like, you know what? This is our job. And because of our wild days, our kids are going to be in a great college or whatever they want to do. And they're taken care of. So I regret nothing.
No, literally. I regret like a couple actions.
Oh, I mean,
but
yes, same,
no, yeah,
same. I take that back. I do regret a lot, but
well, yeah, but I agree in the butterfly effect that it made us who we are.
Yeah.
So I definitely believe in that. But, you know, we lived our lives. We had so much fun, and it's harder for me now because my kids are like on TikTok and stuff, and I try and monitor everything, but you know, it is what it is. And they've seen some clips. And Giovanna's like, Mom, why do you keep falling on the beach? Like, what is happening? And as of right now, I tell my kids that Mommy's acting. Like, because they've never seen me, like, drunk like that. Like,
yeah.
Terrible. Like, they never, ever see me drunk because I don't really drink at home. I have, like, you know, a couple wines here and there. But my time to rage is when I'm not with my kids.
Yeah,
so
same.
Them asking all that, I was like, oh, you know, Mommy's acting. You know how actresses, they act? Like, I had to act crazy and I had to act silly.
Which isn't too far off because, I mean, at the end of the day, we all have our characters on the Jersey Shore. You know, like, we are who we are, but, like,
oh, yeah.
we know what role we play. You know, it's a show. So, in a way, we are.
Yeah, and we're the meatballs who turn up and like to have fun. The meatballs bring the fun, positive energy. Like, we don't like drama and all that shit. So, but yeah, it is what it is. We didn't freaking kill people. We just had a good time and we partied and we had the best freaking time ever.
Exactly. And I feel like my kids already, like, they are like best friends with the producers. Like, it was so cute. Like, they were so excited. So my kids call the producers walkie-talkie people. And being we've, like, been doing this for so long, our kids really are, like, family with the producers and the cameramen and, like sound guys. So they are so excited when they come over. And they actually – CJ's like, my girlfriend's here. I have three girlfriends. And I'm like, who's your girlfriend? And he's like, well, one's Ashley, which is one of our producers. He goes, one's Katie and one's Ella. So I'm like, oh, okay. Like, he loves them. So he, like, our kids are part of it. They know what's happening. They see us, like, doing what we do. So I'm not, like, too worried.
Now, overall, we are amazing people, and everything that's happened is for a reason, and we like to turn up. We like to have a good time, but we also like to be good freaking moms and, you know, amazing wives and all of that. So I have to say, we turned out pretty good, Jay.
We turned out amazing.
Yeah. And I love the fact that, you know, we are amazing moms. We do what we got to do when we're home. We love our kids. We love being mommies. But when we do get away for a night or two, me and Dee enjoy ourselves.
Yeah. Which I think that's okay. It's not like,
yeah, we have
our
a
kids
good time
taken care of. So we are allowed to have a good time. Yeah. Okay. Next question.
Yeah, so this is from Courtney, and she says, now that you've been at this for so long, where do you think you would be if you hadn't done the show all those years ago? Oh, girl. There's so many things.
I feel like, so before the show, I was a dental assistant, and I started to, like, go into, like, look into dental hygiene. But then I started, like, really loving, I'm like a Pinterest person. I always been like that. So I feel like maybe I would be an event planner. I'm not really sure. But I love planning events. So I feel like I could have been an event planner if, like, this.
Oh, you'd be a sick event planner. Because if you guys watch the show, Dee always got her binder, like a mama, like, ready to go. When Dee goes to Disney, she's like me. Like, we have, like, a full itinerary.
Yes.
We know what we're doing. Like, very prepared. Oh, you would be a great event planner.
Right? And like CJ's first birthday, Cameron's first birthday. Like,
that's fun stuff too.
Yeah. I feel like I love to throw like themed birthday parties. So yeah, mm-hmm. I feel like that's something I would probably do if I wasn't on the show or if like my life went a different way. I'd probably be an event planner.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I tried out for the show and it started, I literally just turned 21. So I was finishing up school. I really wanted to be a vet tech because I love animals. So I wanted to get in there and like help animals as much as I could. And I really wanted to open my own store. But like, you know, you need to have money for that and investments and all that stuff. So I had to start somewhere. So that was my goal, to like always have my own store because I just love clothes. And I've always worked in retail. I worked at Forever 21 in high school and then in college. So I just loved like being around clothes and accessories, like checking people out. It was just so much fun. So yeah, I would probably be a vet tech somewhere and then also try and open my own business.
I love that.
But then I also think like, would I have met Gianni? Because yeah, I went down the shore in the summer, but like not all the time. Like I would go, you know, a like couple times in the summer.
Weekend, yeah.
Yeah, because it was so far for me because I was in New York. So it was like a 3-hour drive every time I went down the shore. So it's just like if I didn't do the show, would I have met Gianni? Would I have had my three kids? Right. I would probably end up with someone else in my town because I probably wouldn't have left New York to move to Jersey. So I would have probably, you know, been with someone in my town or, you know, met someone in the area. It's just like there's so many factors. Like our life could have been completely different. And I don't even want to think about that.
No,
it
makes
me upset. Like we wouldn't have our husbands. We wouldn't have our kids. Like, ew.
No, I love the way our lives turned out, honestly. Like, honestly, yeah. If you would have told me when I first started the show when I was 23 that I'd have a husband and two amazing sons, I would be like, yeah, right. Like, because I never really thought about it. Like, I was total opposite of Nicole. Like, I didn't see marriage in my future because I really, it was like, I was always single. So I was like, oh, you know, am I going to be single my entire life? Until I met Chris. So I feel the same way. I feel like everything happens for a reason. Mm-hmm.
No, yeah. My goal was to find my Guido.
But you did
have 10 babies, and it took a couple seasons, but
you manifested that shit.
Yeah. It happens, and I love manifesting.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So I like this question. Where did it go? My God, where did I just put it? Oh, okay, here it is. I like this question. Do you think your personalities are different when filming versus not filming? Are you told to act a certain way? And how do significant others feel being filmed? So our personalities are a lot similar, but I feel like when we do film, you know, we definitely are putting on more of a show because we're making a show. So I feel like we're more dramatic. I feel like we're more crazy. Like I said, I feel like all of us have our role on the show at this point. So like me and Nicole know we're the meatballs. Like we're the ones that are going to bring the fun. And that's just always how it's been. So we know when we film, like that is what we're going to be doing. Trust me, there's some days I wish I could just go to bed early like everybody else, but then you guys wouldn't have a show. So.
No, yeah. I definitely don't think, you know, we fake our shit. Like, okay, for instance, at home, I always say I'm Nicole Mama at home. So I have like three personalities. It's weird. So when I'm Mama Nicole at home, I'm like organized. I'm like, you know, just everything's like ready to go, like just organized with the kids, with you know, my stores and everything. I'm not drinking wine. I'm just like a responsible freaking person, but like still having, you know, still fun and still loud and whatever. But then when I get on the show and I know we're filming, that's, you know, I'm not thinking about, you know, being responsible and paying bills and all that shit. Like, I'm ready to let loose. So that's like my Suki side where I'm like, okay, if we're going to have a cocktail at one, we're going to have a cocktail at one. You know, we're going to have fun. So, you know, when the cameras are rolling on us, I'm not trying to be like that responsible mom, even though I love showing that, you know, sometimes. But we know that we're making a TV show and we want to have fun. And, yeah, I think our alter egos come out.
I feel like at home I'm like more chill. Like even sometimes people meet me out and they're like, what's wrong? And I'm like, this is just like me sometimes. Like I'm not always like super, super crazy or anything. Like a lot – sometimes I'm an introvert. Like I'd rather just be in. I'd rather just stay home. I'd rather just cuddle on the couch with my kids. But like when we do the show, like in a way I do feel like I have my meatball role and I have to, you know – give what I have to give for the show. And sometimes I don't want to because I'm exhausted, but I have to, and it's my job. But like I said, that still is a side to me. But, you know, I definitely do give a little more when I'm film, like do a little more when I'm filming for sure, I think. But.
Sorry, I had to mute myself because Angelo just got home. Angelo, you want to say hi? Say hi, meatballs.
Hi, meatballs.
Hey, Angelo.
Say hi, Aunt Diener.
Hi, Diener.
You want to say hi to Angelo, CJ?
No. Mommy!
No, it's Diener.
Diener.
He calls her Diener. He calls her Diener.
I can't.
All right, hold on. Let me get you situated. Okay. All right, we'll just give this a second. Hold on. Hi, honey. All right, so the next part of that question I loved. So how do your significant others feel about filming? Personally for me, I mean, Gianni's been filming since day one of the show. And then we did like a ton of spinoffs. We did Snooki and JWoww, four seasons of that, which he was like a full-time cast member because, you know, he was my husband. I was having babies on the show with Jenny. So he did all of that. And then we did another show called Shore Flip. I don't know if you guys ever saw it, but it was like my best show because I was with my husband every single day and with my kids. So it wasn't like I was leaving everyone. So that was amazing. But then he was like, I'm fucking over this. He's like, I put, you know, so much time into this and he doesn't like being in front of the camera and it's just a lot. So that's why you don't see my husband on the show because he's just done too much and he's like, he's clocked out now and he wants this, you know, he wants to be able to be home with the kids while I do this. And you know, I got to respect him for that. But maybe one day, you know, he'll do a little scene. We'll see. But, you know, he's done so much with Snooki and JWoww and then our spinoffs. So he's very supportive, you know, says, go have fun, go do your thing. I'm good with the kids at home. But yeah, he definitely clocked out of filming for a while.
Yeah. Chris is, you know, Chris is, it's not his, like, he like just, he's a good sport, my husband, and he likes to,
like, he's gotten so much better with like being comfortable. Like he's,
yeah, it. I love that now people, cause for a while he was like a little more shy. Like he was like, but now I love that like people are finally seeing like his personality and how funny he is. He so enjoys funny. Filming with me, like, and I love just having him there. I love filming with my kids. Like, I love that now, like, we included, like, the families on the actual, like, big vacations and, like, have Chris there. I think it just makes my life, like, feel easier filming because even when I'm away from them, you saw this, even just this past weekend, like, we were gone for, like, almost 3 days because we had the reunion, then we had AC Seaside by, like, the last day.
It felt like we were away for 10 days.
And, like, by the last day, I was so, like, homesick that I was, like, I'm just, like, miss my kids. I miss my husband. Like, I'm just ready to go home. So I like that now they, like, include the families and the husbands. And, you know, luckily, like, I'm just happy that Chris is okay with filming with me right now, because, you know, it just makes our lives easier to have them there. I know you can't, I know Gianni doesn't, but he was there for a long time with you. So I understand he's over it. And he went through the ringer too with filming when we were
here. He really did. He went through so much shit, and it was really dramatic, and it was a lot. And, you know, not being like fully comfortable with it, like, that's not your job, but like, you knew who you married and you're trying to make it work. It's just, yeah, he needed a big break. So.
For sure. Yeah. And like, when we were filming when we were younger, it was like a different ball game too. You know, it was like a lot harder. Like, I feel like now it's like more family oriented. So, you know, whoever did film that was a significant other that long ago, like, it was rough for them. And like, I feel like now it's like, now like, they can kind of like choose like what they want to be a part of, or, you know, if they want to do that. Like, I feel like back in the day, it was just, we filmed 24/7. So whatever we were doing, like, they were doing, you know?
Yeah. So it's definitely a lot, but we want to shout out our significant others for being amazing always. And, you know, when we have to leave and, you know, Chris can't come and it's just like an OG trip. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. So they are amazing. And
Chris is the best. Like, he really is. And I love that everybody is now seeing him more and more and seeing his personality. And he's such an amazing dad when I'm away filming too. Like, he's so hands on, and he'll send me pictures and videos of the boys while I'm away. So, yeah, our men are amazing. We got lucky, Nicole.
We did.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
All right, next question, D.
Okay, let's see. Oh, okay, this is funny. Hi, Meatballs. I love y'all. My name is Leslie, and I just wanted to ask if you watch Jersey Shore Family Vacation when it airs, and if you do, are you ever surprised at stuff your friends say or do when you're not around? All the time, I feel. But I feel like sometimes, like we kind of all know the drill. You know, like, if we see someone say something about us in an interview, we're like, all right, but it's, you know, it's our job, I guess.
No, yeah, I remember back in the day, because we had to watch the episodes. Now we don't watch episodes, which is like weird, because we have to do a reunion. We don't even know what's happening. And then, like, we do interviews for the show and they're like talking about the episode. And I'm like, I have no idea, because we don't know how it's edited and we don't watch it. But back in the day, we always watched the episodes before the reunion. So back in the day, like, we talk like mad shit about each other. We were like, fuck that, fuck this. So we would all be in a hotel room watching the episodes together, and we're like, ew, why'd you say that about me? And like, we would be like hurt back in the day. We'd be like, what the fuck? Because the drama was just like crazy, and the shit that went down and like the hookups and everything, it was just wild back then. So when we watched it in the hotel room, like, I remember there was one season where we had to watch the episode, and it was with Sam and Ron, and Sam was finally seeing what Ron was doing in Miami, and that was just freaking awful. Like, I felt so terrible for her, and then we all had to, like, film right after.
No, that was the first time ever they brought a TV into the Shore House while we were filming. Remember?
Crazy.
And then, yes. Then we had to literally, they shut the TV off. She saw what happened and we went right back into filming. And we were all like, holy crap, this is going to be insanity right now. Because she literally just saw him cheat and now we're filming. What is
happening? And it was one of our stay-in nights. So stay-in nights was Sunday and Wednesday, I think. So those were like the nights where the roomies would, you know, cook dinner, not go to the club, you know, try to go to bed earlier and get some sleep. But it was just like our night to stay in and like bond and just like hang out. So that was that night. And we were like, oh, shit. So like instances like that were freaking crazy. But I feel like now it is what it is. Like we're adults. We've been doing this for so long. And I feel like if we're upset with each other, we tell each other right away. And I feel like we try not to, you know, dog each other so much now, even though it might happen sometimes in interview. But I just feel like you guys need to realize, you know, that we're literally brothers and sisters. So when we do fight, like everyone gets so passionate about it, like the fans and shit, like they get so passionate. And we love that you're so like into the show, but like we are a family and we're going to fight and we're going to disagree and there's going to be shit happening. But at the end of the day, it's like, you know, we all come together and we realize, you know, that we all love each other and it's just a hot freaking mess.
Yeah, I agree. Like, you know, it's just, oh, sorry, my house is so loud right now.
It's fine.
But yeah, I feel like the same way. I feel like, right, like we kind of know like what we have to do in interviews, if, you know, especially if there was a fight. But we really do try not to like talk bad about each other. And sometimes the producers are like, come on. This happened. You don't feel a certain way about this? And we're like, well, I feel bad saying this now. But back in the day, I would have been like, yeah, Nicole's a fucking bitch. But like,
no, literally.
I feel bad to say that she's a bitch.
Literally. I'm like, I love her. Like, I don't want to say that.
But like, we just had a fight for 2 seconds. We're fine now. At the time, you weren't. All right.
No, yeah, so sometimes when, you know, shit goes down and, like, you know, we have little arguments here and there, and then you rewatch it again, it's like the old feelings come up, and you're like, ugh, I hated that. And
it's
just a lot. And it's harder because we actually all love each other. So when shit goes down and, like, we see things, we're like, damn, that sucks. But at the end of the day, you know, we all come together and we're fine. But that's reality for you.
Yep. Let's see. Okay, here's one for you, Nicole. Hi, Meatballs. Question: where did the nickname Snooki come from? Love you, girls.
Oh, so when we all tried out for the show, you know, you had to fill out this like questionnaire, survey, whatever, and they were saying that they wanted everyone to have nicknames. Like, what's your nickname? So you have JWoww. You have DJ Paulie D. You have Mike the Situation. So me growing up, like, everyone just called me Nick. So it wasn't like, you know, a big deal. It wasn't anything cool. But my one friend, Katie, who was in my wedding, still talk to her to this day, she's the only person that called me Snooki. And we were obsessed with the movie Save the Last Dance. And the DJ in the movie was Snooki. And he was called Snooki the Coochie Crook. And I was like the first person out of my friends to like kiss a boy. So she was like, I'm going to call you Snooki because you're the Coochie Crook. I'm like, okay. So she would always call me Snook, you know, Snooks. And she was the only person that called me that. I don't think she ever called me Nicole after, you know, she decided to call me that. So I was like, all right, well, they want a nickname, like I'll put Snooki because, you know, Katie calls me that. And boom, now the whole world fucking knows me as Snooki.
I love that.
So she was kind of like, this is crazy because I'm the only person that called you that. I was like, well, they wanted nicknames.
You're like, what do you want me to cut you a check?
Literally, I'm like, I'll give you some pie. Oh, here's one that's very nice. It doesn't say who it's from, though. Dina, on Jersey Shore Family Vacation, your hair always looks so silky smooth and beautiful. Well, wait till you see your hair at the Jets. Do you get treatments done on your hair or use any specific products? That's so nice.
Oh, thanks. Because half the time I feel like I look like a hot mess.
Literally.
I actually started using this one thing. It's called, what is it called? It's called,
Yeah, is it like a shine thing?
No, it helps it, like, you know what? I have it. Let me just.
You said you have a great straightener, too, that makes it silky like that. What's your straightener?
Yeah, I have the Bliss, I think, Baby Bliss straightener, which I absolutely love. I've been using that one for years. And then I actually have it right here since I'm home. I bring it with me everywhere because it really does, like.
Does it smell good? I love things that smell good.
Yeah, it does. But I put it in after the shower. And then when I'm done straightening my hair, I will use it to just, like, get it flat. Here it is. It is called Good Behavior by IGK.
Ooh.
I got it from my hair salon. Yeah. And it is, like, a protein smoothing blowout balm.
Oh, love it.
Yeah. So that's what I've been using. Yeah, I really love it. But yeah, Nicole, the Jets game, my hair was a hot mess. That rain killed me.
Oh, I can't. So I feel like sometimes I don't even, like, do my hair. Like, on the show, like, I think me and Dina are the ones that really just don't care what we look like sometimes. So we're just like, all right, we're going to show up with, like, no makeup. Like, I'm going to have a hat on, not even brush my hair. And, like, I feel like Angelina's, like, always, like, does her shit up to the nines all the time. And I'm just like,
Sam's. Jenny does, too. Jenny always usually, like, puts her makeup on stuff.
And the meatballs walk in, like, blah.
Because I'm like, you know what? It is reality TV. And, you know, I'm not going to always be dolled up. And, like, this past weekend, I was like, I think I didn't have makeup on in Seaside. I didn't have makeup on in the daytime in AC, and I didn't have makeup on in the Jets game. I was just like, whatever. I didn't feel like putting it on.
Especially with the exhaustion. It's just like, we don't care. And listen, I'm not trying to impress anyone. Like, Gianni sees me every day homeless at the house. And I really don't care what people think of me on the show. And I sometimes people, like, you know, they see, like, clips of the show and they're like, how come you don't get yourself done? Like, the Kardashians are always, like, done up and whatever. I'm like, honey, I am no Kardashian. Like, I just want to be cozy.
I mean, also, if the weather was terrible, when it's raining and stuff, I'm like, I don't feel like really, like, doing my makeup and stuff. So, you know what? It's reality TV and I'm just going to be real. Like, I don't wear makeup all the time. So,
but
yeah,
I also feel like we look decent without makeup. Like, I feel like I don't have makeup on. Yeah, I feel like I look younger.
Like, even yesterday for interview, I was so exhausted still from the whole week. And I was like, you know what? Because usually interview is where everyone does get dolled up because of the time. I literally went to interview, still no makeup on. I'm like, ugh. I was like, you know what? It's fine. Next, on the vacation, I'll doll myself up.
Yeah, but you also look very pretty without makeup. So it's like nothing. Dang.
I truly just hate doing it. I feel like we've talked about it before, but, like, I really do.
No, yeah, but, I'm getting to that age now where I just really, like, for instance, yesterday, it was Giovanna's birthday. She just turned 9.
Oh, my God, by the way, I can't.
I know, and she's so beautiful and amazing, and she's just, like, the best daughter. She works so hard at school. She works so hard at cheerleading. Like, she's an amazing athlete. I'm just so proud of her. Like, obviously, you know, she's, like, my twin, so she gets under my skin a lot. If you have a girl, you get it. But she's amazing. I can't say anything terrible about her. Like, she's my daughter. I love her. She's amazing. So, you know, for yesterday, I had to go to Angelo's open house for school. So I didn't want to look, you know, like a total mess there. Because at pickup, let me tell you, I have my slippers on, like, no makeup. My hair's not brushed. Put a hat on and I grab my kids right away. So I am a mess always. So I wanted to look decent when I met his teacher. And then also, you know, we went to Hibachi right after. So I wanted to look a little nice, you know, a little nice for my daughter's birthday. So literally all I put on was mascara. I did my eyebrows and then I put on a little lip tint and that's it. Like, that's all like I really love doing now.
Yeah. I feel like tomorrow it's CJ's field trip. I'm actually, I'm going to be a chaperone. So I'm pumped about that. But
it's so much fun.
Yeah. I'm going to do my hair, but I won't wear makeup. It's at an apple orchard, so I feel like...
Oh, those are the best.
Fun. Yeah. So, but I'm really pumped. My first field trip.
Oh, you're going to love it. And CJ's going to love you being there. I remember doing that. They did that for Giovanna and Lorenzo when they were in kindergarten. And, you know, we went to the apple orchard. We picked apples and they played with the hay and, like, fed the animals. It was literally the best time ever. And your kid is so happy that you're there. Oh, enjoy those moments because those are the best moments.
I'm gonna bring Cameron too, and so
love it.
He's excited also. So it's gonna be a nice day.
Literally the best.
Yeah. So I'll do my hair, but I won't do my makeup. Oh, they're fighting. Here we go.
All right, so we're going to do one more question because my kids are getting back from school. Dina's kids are fighting. So we're going to do one more, but we also wanted to make sure we had a show for you guys because we love you, meatballs. So this is.
And next week, we're going to try and get into the studio so it'll be a little more professional.
Yes.
So,
but we're trying, meatballs. All right.
This has been a crazy week with filming.
Literally. So this is the last question that we're going to have for today. And it says, hi, Nicole and Diener. I turned 30 on September 21st, and I wanted to know, what do I expect entering the dirty 30s? By the way, love you guys. Not sure who that's from, but we love you too. Oh, girl, when it's 30, everything kind of goes downhill.
I don't know. I have to tell you, I have to disagree. I actually feel like I'm thriving in my 30s.
Well, I definitely I still feel 21. I'm like, how am I adult? How am I a mom? Like, how do I have all this responsibility? But I'm talking like body aches. Like, when I get up during the night to go to the bathroom, I'm literally walking like I'm 90. I'm like, what is happening? I have to like stretch my body. The hangovers last for like 4 days now.
Oh yeah, like that stuff.
Some things are terrible.
Like over, like when we film, it definitely takes a lot more for me to get my shit together after drinking. Because, like I said, like during the week, I really don't drink at home. Like you know, like I do on the
show. Oh hell no! It's a day and night.
People think we're like drinking all the time at home, but that's not the case at all. Like I'll probably do on the weekends with Chris.
We like our wine, but you know, you're not doing fireball shots at home.
Yeah, and then okay, guys, So, like, yeah, like, you know, the hangovers and then, you know, my body aches. I get my lower back pains. Like, I know it's going to rain. My back hurts.
See?
Old.
No, so my dad always said, like, oh, my knees hurt. I think it's going to rain. And it literally rains. It's such, like an old Italian thing to say.
Yeah. But as far as, like, 30s goes, I feel like it's, like, my favorite time. Like, I love where I am in my life. And, like, the 20s was fun, but, like, this is, like, my most appreciative years. Like, I love my life right now. I love my family. I love my house. I love where I live. I love, like, everything about my life in my 30s. So I feel like I'm thriving in my 30s. Yeah, my back hurts, but I absolutely love the dirty 30s so far. You know, I'm dealing with the kids screaming. That's really fun.
Yeah, that's my dirty 30s.
I'm sorry. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. If you want to go to the park, you have to be quiet.
I think that's it for today.
On that note, meatballs, we are going to end the podcast, but I feel like this was a great podcast. I feel like we finally got a lot of the questions that you guys have been asking. And like I said, the next couple episodes, we're going to get into the studio. So they'll be a little more professional and it'll be cool because I feel like we vibe so much better also when like we see each other.
Well, yeah, and, like, we're having our rosé, and we're getting into it.
Yeah.
All right, so if you guys want to ask questions, because you know we love answering all of your questions, and then I feel like we go off topic and talk about crazy shit. If you want to ask us meatballs questions, you can call or text this number. It's 732-508-7952. So make sure you guys get your questions because we're going to answer them next week. I think we're always going to do segments, even if it's not for the full show. But we always want to make sure that we answer your questions because we love interacting with you meatballs. We love you.
Yes, we love you. And hopefully next week we'll get in the studio. And our plan is to hopefully have a guest on through the phone. So that'll be a lot of fun as well.
All right. We love you meatballs. We did it, Dee. We did it, meatball.
Let's get sauced. See you guys next week.
Bye.